think about to my life, from where I started to where I did now. I see say many things that don't happen, many, many mistakes that have taught me different lessons. Oh, oh, nobody wanna be your friend when it's pizza.
Hi guys, welcome to Books and Music Collide. On this edition, I'll be reviewing a book titled The Stars Are Ageless by Omonio Bolli. It's non-fiction and it's a memoir. Omonio Bolli is a well-known Nollywood actress. She gives us a glimpse of her life in this book. First, I'll read a short excerpt from the book. In this part, Omoni writes about an encounter with louts known as area boys during the shooting of a scene whilst filming a movie. When we were shooting Wives on Strike, the series, we quarreled with area boys almost every day. Everywhere we went, they would come. Things got to a head one day when we were shooting in a hospital and they came in to demand we pay them or stop work. My crew was fed up and a fight broke out. By the time the police arrived, they had fled, leaving one behind who we caught and the officers arrested. At another time, we were shooting in front of Uche Jumbo's house and the miscreants appeared. Uche, Ufoma, McDermott and I carried the matter on our head. "That thing where you smoke, eh? I smoke the one way pass am before I come out today," Ufoma said. Uche was shouting, "Front of my own house, you dey mad? Come now." "We go scatter on our things," one of the boys said, making to reach for the equipment. "If you touch my camera, you die. If you touch my camera, you go just die." I was incensed. "Are you mad? You know how much? Now you give me money to take by am." When they saw how angry the three of us were and that we were not backing down, they sued for peace and ended up being extras, which they got paid for. Omoni's memoir is divided into 10 parts, and she writes about her family, friends, and work as an actress producer in Nollywood. The memoir is written in a relaxed manner, perhaps a bit too relaxed in some places, in English with Nigerian lingo and a smattering of Nigerian languages. I found the part about dealing with death, especially her mother's death, really poignant and relatable. The part where she wrote about not remembering the person every day as the years progress, then feeling you're letting the person down when this happens. She also wrote about her challenges and successes in Nollywood. For those who, unlike me, knew about the controversy surrounding her movie, Okafor's Law, she narrates her account of what happened in this memoir. The Stars Are Ageless reads like an honest account of Omoni's life. Other than a few editing errors, it's an engaging and relatively short memoir. It's only 148 pages in paperback. It's available on Okada Books for 2,500 Naira. It's also available on Amazon. I have included links at the bottom of this review. The suggested song for this review is Yolo Yolo by Sheyi Shey. It's a blend of Afrobeat, Latin jazz and high life. It's a song where Sheyi examines her life, just as Omoni did in this book. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
They only claim your friend when it's better.